Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. The threat from Hurricane Earl to the U.S. East Coast is increasing, and at this hour, there are watches and warnings up from the North Carolina coast northward through New England. At this hour, maximum sustained winds remain near 135 miles per hour, making Earl a Category 4 hurricane. We expect there to be little change in intensity over the next day or two, meaning that the hurricane will approach the North Carolina Outer Banks likely as a major hurricane, Category 3 or stronger. At this time, the center is located about 600 miles to the south-southeast of the North Carolina Outer Banks. It's moving towards the northwest at about 17 miles per hour and is expected to turn more towards the north in the next 24 hours or so. That will bring the center to near the coast of North Carolina by late Thursday into Friday, and then near the Cape Cod area about a day later, late Friday into Saturday. We have a fair amount of confidence in that track, but the details remain uncertain. That's important because the strongest winds and the highest storm surge are going to occur just to the east, just to the right of where the center moves up on this track. If the center should be a little bit farther to the west than what we're showing and forecasting, then the highest winds and the strongest storm surge will come on shore. At this point, that's not projected, but it is what we have to prepare for. And all residents are advised to pay close attention to the information provided by local officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.